This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. There are worldly powers that want religion to be simply a private matter, and today's persecuted Christians are a sign of the trials that precede Jesus' final coming. That's the message Pope Francis imparted to the faithful gathered for the early morning Mass Thursday at the Santa Marta Guesthouse inside the Vatican. In the final battle between God and evil that we read in the liturgy in these days, there's a trap which Pope Francis calls universal temptation. It's the temptation to give in to the deceitful ways of those against God. But those with true faith can look to Jesus for the strength to withstand the insidiousness of evil. Jesus, who endured insults and lies in his public life and the trials of evil in the desert, bore them to his death on the cross. But as Prince of Peace, Jesus triumphed over the prince of the world through the resurrection. In his homily, Pope Francis pointed to these events in Christ's life because, he said, as we hear the gospel recount the tumultuous times of the end of the world, we become aware that the victory of the prince of the world over God would be more disastrous than a devastating natural disaster.
Non si può parlare di religione, è una cosa privata. I segni religiosi sono tolti.
Today, the Pope observed, people are discouraged from speaking of religion in public. It's considered something private, no? It's something you don't talk about in public, he said, pointing to the fact that religious objects have become taboo. One has to obey the orders that come from worldly powers. It is forbidden to worship. This is at the heart of the end times. It is when this pagan attitude reaches its height, that's when the end will come. This is when the Son of Man will return in glory. Christians who suffer times of persecution or times banning worship are a prophetic sign, he said, of what will happen to everyone.
Questa settimana ci farà bene pensare in questa apostasia generale.
This week, he said, it will do us good to think about this general apostasy, which is called a ban on worship, and ask ourselves, do I worship the Lord? Do I adore Jesus Christ, the Lord? Do I, in some measure, play the game of the prince of this world? Worship to the end with trust and fidelity, the Pope said. This is the grace that we must ask for this week. I'm Tracy McClure.